Dairy has always been a staple in the Irish diet and a pivotal part, I should say, of Irish life. But that could be changing. Recent research shows that 41% of Irish women and 30% of Irish men are limiting or avoiding dairy, with 10% believing it's bad for their health. So what's behind these shifting attitudes? Joining me now is Zoe Kavanagh, Chief Executive Officer of the National Dairy Council. And on the line, Sandra Higgins, psychologist and director of the Go Vegan World campaign. Good morning to you both. First of all, to you, Zoe Kavanagh, why do you think so many people are now limiting or are avoiding dairy, particularly young women, it would appear?
Sean, there's always been a curiosity around food consumption among consumers, and it's not strange to see young consumers questioning what's good for them. Fortunately in Ireland, we are the best dairy producing nation in the world and thankfully have a portfolio of products off a grass-based system that's highly nutritious, affordable, sustainable and readily available. But in our research, when we spoke to young urban females in particular, who are getting a lot of their nutrition information through social media channels, they told us they were confused. And we needed to really understand that in the backdrop of an Irish dairy business that's thriving and in growth. So when we asked, what is the issue here? They said, just trying to get clear information around what is actually nutritionally good for them. And they put the challenge to us to say, you know, why aren't I seeing in social media the benefits of Irish dairy? And we've taken that on as a challenge, a communication challenge. We know that the three barriers to consumption are fat, allergy and tolerance. We're beautifully positioned to address that because we have an innovative business that has a range of products to address fat, allergy and intolerance. So we're in a good place to address it.
Long before there was social media, I mean, there have been concerns expressed about fat and dairy products, perhaps butter most notably contributing to that. Now, maybe analysis have changed in the interim, but they are lingering ideas. It's not just young people who would have these concerns.
Yeah, there are questions that are being presented to us primarily by young people, but you're right, we have had questions from other consumers too. And I think the fat confusion goes back to 30 years ago when there was the big debate around is it or is it not good for you? And we know that the saturated fat actually contained within the dairy portfolio is actually beneficial in terms of cardiovascular health. So the modern and up-to-date science would point towards saturated fat from dairy is actually good for the diet, good for metabolic rate, good for weight control. So it's a great place to be, but we do have to clarify the facts.
And there are other concerns as well, I suppose, and I'd imagine you would accept that there would be legitimate ones when it comes to dairy. Lactose intolerance, for instance, a real issue for people. It can cause considerable problems. And indeed, we see the big dairy providers acknowledging that in some of their produce.
Well, in Ireland, we have 4% of the population who are potentially lactose intolerant, and even a smaller percentage of them who are actually diagnosed with lactose intolerance. And the great thing is now that we have dairy products available that are lactose free. So we can still keep people within the product portfolio, as I say, in Ireland, which is based off grass, highly sustainable, leveraging our rainfall and the climate position we have on the planet. And we have responded to the nutrition challenges that have been set down to us.
Yeah, to bring in Sandra Higgins now, as I said, Director of Go Vegan World campaign. Veganism is much more, I suppose, depending on one's perspective, either restrictive or liberating. It goes beyond dairy products in terms of what you're not prepared to consume. But you were into this, I suppose, a long time ago, many years ago, that you decided to give up dairy. Is that right?
Well, I gave up dairy as part of my general non-violent lifestyle as living as a vegan. But actually, it was the dairy industry that prompted me to go vegan when I saw, number one, that in order for us to have dairy, the babies are separated from the mothers in the dairy industry. And number two, when I investigated it, I found that the dairy industry had told me lies all my life. I mean, Zoe's job is to sell the idea of milk as not only healthy but essential. And they do that by advertising it to different groups of people, babies, elderly people, people who want to lose weight, people who are interested in sports and fitness. But actually, dairy is not an essential part of our diet at all. In fact, as the Harvard School of Public Health says, not only is it not not essential, there are queries over whether it's actually good for us or not. For instance, dairy is associated with high fat content, with heart disease, diabetes, with a higher risk of ovarian and prostate cancer, and contrary to what's promoted as being its greatest advantage, it actually confers no advantage on bone health. So people who drink more milk can be at higher risk of fracture than people who drink less or no milk.
So are you saying essentially, Sandra, that dairy is bad for us?
Dairy is bad for other animals. We, all the World Dietetics Associations, are agreed that our nutritional needs are met very well on a 100% plant diet with no animal products. In fact, that diet
that's an ideological thing. It goes well beyond dairy products, I suppose. Look, we better bring in Zoe Kavanagh again. I mean, there's some pretty heavy charges laid against dairy products there.
Sure. We know that 2% of the population in Ireland are pursuing a vegan diet. And as I say, there's always been a curiosity around diets, and that will continue so. So to the 98% of Irish consumers who include dairy in their diet, let me reassure them. Firstly, on the count of animal welfare, Irish farmers, all 18,000 of them, get out of bed every day wanting to keep their animals safe and healthy. By keeping them safe and healthy, they can be productive. And then just pointing to a recent study from the International Life Science Institute, which looks at the four domains of sustainable diets. Milk, yogurt and cheese perform really well against the four domains. They're nutrient rich, they're affordable, they're socially acceptable, and they're appealing in that they're tasty and versatile. So the balance here around population health, and that's really what I'm concerned about, is looking at the nutrient needs of the population, their economic limitations, and balancing that with the agricultural production system and the environmental constraints. And if you look at Irish dairy being grass-based, we're beautifully positioned to continue for generations, feeding our population safe, high-quality, sustainable, nutritious products.
So on that basis, would you concede, Sandra, that Irish dairy animals, Irish cows, Irish heifers, Irish calves, they're well-treated from an animal welfare point of view?
Well, Go Vegan World won a case in the UK last year. The Advertising Standards Authority agreed that the statement dairy is humane, humane milk is a myth, was substantiated by the science, and that it's a fact. Animal welfare has nothing to do with it. What we're talking about here is animal rights based on the fact that other animals can feel physical and emotional feelings like we do. To say that farmers look after the welfare of the animals is of no concern, because those animals are deliberately bred into a life where they're repeatedly artificially inseminated and have their babies taken from them, and as the UCD veterinary school points out, are at very high risk of metabolic stress.
We're on a kind of a twin track debate here. One is whether dairy products are good or bad for the individual. Secondly, is whether they should exist at all.
They shouldn't exist at all, because to the individual animal, they're bad. Every dairy animal is bred to be slaughtered so that they can profit. So the Dairy Council is interested in promoting a product that they can profit from, whereas Go Vegan World, and people can access the information at goveganworld.com, Go Vegan World is a non-profit organisation. We exist to give people access to truthful information so that they can make up their own minds. I don't think that the reduction in dairy products has anything to do with the notions that Zoe is pointing out. It has to do with the fact that people now have access to the truth that dairy is unnecessary and it's harmful to other animals.
Do you accept that it's unnecessary, Zoe?
No, I don't at all, because on an individual basis, people are free to make choices to take it out of their diet. And it's a highly complicated product to take out of the diet. And just a small example, the calcium contained in a glass of milk is the equivalent of consuming 63 Brussels sprouts. So again, on an individual basis, take on that challenge. But I'm here to talk about the Irish population and the 98% that are engaging with the dairy portfolio, just to reassure them that it is a very important part of their diet. It is an affordable and complete component of their diet. And for mothers and young girls from Castlebar to Tralee to Drogheda, trying to get out and complete a shop and keep their family nurtured so that they have strong bone health, good muscle tone, and the emerging topic of iodine for cognitive function. Dairy is beautifully positioned to help them do that. And from an animal welfare point of view here in Ireland, the advocacy groups around animals talk about the five freedoms: hunger, thirst, discomfort, injury, and stress. And Irish farmers are so focused on keeping their animals fit, healthy, safe and well, and our outdoor natural grazing system is beautifully positioned to ensure that happens, and that's why we're and the envy of the world.
That outdoor system very soon will be covered in calcium, and every farmer will have a bottle of Calcijet in his pocket because of the risk of calcium deficiency in those cows. The five freedoms have nothing to do with the rights of other animals to have their babies beside them and to stay alive. Every animal used in the dairy industry that the National Dairy Council is profiting from will die a violent death in a slaughterhouse, and dairy products and animal products are unnecessary for human health.
Yeah, but Sandra, if there were no dairy products, there would be no dairy animals.
Exactly, there wouldn't, and we would live in a plant-based economy, and the existing farmers would have a far more secure, sustainable way of living. Zoe has mentioned several times sustainability. You know, over 33% of greenhouse gas emissions in Ireland are attributable to the animal agriculture industry, most of them coming from dairy.
Again, that's another issue as to whether it has anything to do with human health, and maybe you could argue again that it does. But how would you, for instance, replace, and how could you reassure farmers that the dairy exports, which are worth over almost 3.5 billion euro annually to this country, how that could be replaced by plant-based products?
The United Kingdom Vegan Society have done some very interesting studies, and they continue to do them, in how we will live in a plant-based economy, because this is on the cards, and let's face it, the dairy industry themselves know this is on the cards. That's why they own most of the plant-based dairy products. There are a range of items that humans need for their diet that can be grown locally, for instance, beans. There are other things that farmers can grow, for instance, hemp that can be used not only as a food and a medicine, but it can be used for clothing and industry. And we can't continue to live with the speciesist idea that we're the only species that matters. We need to return some of our land to wildlife. We need to stop harming our environment, our soil, our water, and farmers will have a steady, sustainable income. Animal agriculture is unsustainable, and everybody knows that.
Okay.
And in fact, even the World Dietetics Associations now have the unsustainability of animal agriculture built into their scientific statements on human diet.
Zoe Kavanagh, can I just come back to you on this point where we started about the concerns that particularly young women have, and with 10% of young people believe that dairy may be harmful to their health. How do you counter that? Because you say they're picking up a lot of their information or their doubts from social media. What are you actually doing about it?
We're stepping into an education phase which is relevant to this 20 to 29 year old consumer. She's out of home, she's on the go, she's using social media, and traditionally the dairy education has been taking place in media channels that don't resonate with her. So we are working with advocates, both from our producing point of view and from dietitians and health professionals, to educate people around the nutritional benefits of dairy in the diet and how it can be enjoyed as part of a healthy diet, but more importantly, how it is a key contributor to inner health, and that's bone health. 42% of teenage girls are calcium deficient.
But how do you deal with, for instance, the doubts that are raised by, I mean, there's some well-known models, for instance, who have started producing cookbooks. I'm thinking of people like Rosanna Davidson, releasing best-selling cookbooks, are advocating plant-based diets, including dairy alternatives, and they have thousands and thousands of followers.
They do, and the challenge for us is that the dairy alternatives are simply not nutritionally comparable. So we have a job to do to educate them on a tricky topic, turning science and nutrition into a highly engaging, interesting dialogue and making it fashionable is the marketing challenge we're taking on board.
Okay, well look, it's a topic to which we shall return. We'll leave it there for now. Thanks to you both. On the line, Sandra Higgins, psychologist and director of Go Vegan World Campaign, and in studio, Zoe Kavanagh, Chief Executive Officer of the National Dairy Council. And lots of reaction to our first two items, cow's milk is for young cows. It's not designed for human consumption. I'm not a vegan, I drink milk, but Sandra's right. Dairy is absolutely not an essential part of our diet, says a caller. Another one, my mother, God rest her, drank a glass of milk twice a day and had milk in her cereal, tea, etc. and had an egg morning and evening and lived to 95, as did many of her generation who had a similar diet in the Dingle area. That from Joe.